Welcome to Missionary Talks, where we talk with missionaries and learn about their lives and work. Today we're talking with Beth Carney. She's a missionary in Mexico today, but she grew up in Argentina. Beth, how long did you live in Argentina?
I lived in Buenos Aires, Argentina for about between 7 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And how old were you when your parents went to the field?
Well, my parents originally went to the field when I was 8, almost 9, and we went to Querétaro, Mexico, where my parents, particularly my mom, studied Spanish. And then from there, from Mexico, we then moved to Buenos Aires, but we were in Querétaro about a year and a half before making the move to Buenos Aires.
Well, why do you say you went to Querétaro for your mom to study Spanish? Did your dad need to?
My dad's mother and all her family are Hispanic, and so he grew up speaking Spanish, and at least maybe not speaking it fluently, but understanding most everything that was going on. When we actually got to Mexico, I remember that one of our first experiences, we went to this restaurant called El Gringo Loco, which means the crazy white person or the crazy American. And we walked into this restaurant, and Dad looked at the menu and just started ordering. And I said to him, "Wow, I didn't know you knew so much Spanish." And my dad kind of looked at me and goes, "Hey, it's not too much translating going on in hamburguesa, which is hamburger." But basically, he had a very good grasp of the language, and my mom basically had to start from scratch.
And how long were your parents in language school?
I think my dad, if I recall, I think it was supposed to be a year program. Dad, I don't know if he went the full year. He might have only gone 6 to 9 months at the most. But my mom, she went the whole year, and then we wound up staying an extra half of year, so just so that she could go and really dedicate herself to that.
Did you go to language school?
No, I didn't. When I arrived into Mexico, Dad said there was three words that we needed to know. One was dinero, which is money. The other one was hamburguesa, which was hamburger. And the third one was agua, which was water. So that was my Spanish when I arrived in the field.
And then y'all went to Argentina after that. How old were you when you arrived in Argentina?
I was either 11, 10 or 11. I'm not for certain, but I was either 10 or 11 or almost 11, somewhere in there.
You live in Mexico now. Is the Spanish very different between Argentina and Mexico?
Yes, definitely. Argentina has a lot of Italians. They have a lot. Well, there are a lot of Italians, a lot of Brazilians. When you speak in Argentina, it's more of kind of goes up and down, kind of like you sing it. And Mexican Spanish is a little more abrupt, maybe. Castellano, which is what they speak in Buenos Aires, kind of flows together, and it kind of sings it up and down, kind of like.
What did your parents do before going to the field? You weren't a baby when y'all went.
Let me see here. My dad was in the Marine Corps and was saved in the Marine Corps. He'd already graduated from the Naval Academy and felt like he needed to study the Bible. After he got saved, there was a missionary by the name of Bob Brennan that really impacted my dad's life to reach Jewish people. Dad decided that he wanted to go into full-time Christian service but didn't feel like he was adequately prepared for it. So although he'd already graduated from the Naval Academy, he went to seminary. And while he was in seminary, I was in grade school. I had started kindergarten, and my mom basically stayed at home with us kids. She did do some, there was a college there, and she did work in the college for a while we were in school, but basically she stayed at home with us. After Dad finished his Bible seminary training, he then went on to raise support. And while he was raising support, Mom, by then there was four of us. Well, almost four. There was three at the time, and then my sister came along. And basically, she was a full-time stay-at-home mom and took care of us and tried to keep everything going while Dad was raising support.
So your parents worked with the Jews, or do they still currently work with the Jews?
Yes, they do. Their ministry's kind of diversified in the fact that you can't plant a Jewish church. You have to have a Gentile church that basically is welcome to letting Jewish people come and are willing to accept them kind of how they are. They're obviously different. And so Dad has to work with a missionary that's a church planner that it has a burden for Jewish people and that wants to kind of incorporate basically the Jewish traditions into their church. It's not a Jewish church, but they do accept Jewish people. They would sing Jewish songs. They would do some of the holidays they would put special emphasis on for the Jewish people in the church. So as far as that's concerned, Dad actually works in several churches. I think as of right now, he's working in two, if not three different churches, at the same time also trying to keep his outreach to the Jewish people going as well.
So your parents are still in Argentina. How long have they been there?
I'm going to say, let me think here. Almost 20 some odd years, definitely.
when you were a girl growing up in Argentina, did y'all live in a large city? You said Buenos Aires. Did you always live there, or did you live in smaller towns as well?
No, we lived in the big city, Buenos Aires, and it was very unique because we moved every year. And so we lived all over the city in different neighborhoods, but we never stayed in one place longer than a year. Dad's focus, the Jewish people, was you have to go to the businesses because most of them are businessmen. So we didn't live too far from where all the businesses would be downtown, but it wasn't necessarily downtown. It was probably a good 30 minutes commuting in public transportation to get downtown. So we lived in the city, but there are suburbs, and we were not in the suburbs, but we weren't necessarily downtown either.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do for fun as a kid on a normal basis there in Buenos Aires?
One of the things that we always did was on Fridays, there was a movie store that used to carry all old movies, black and white movies, silent movies. And every Friday night, we would get pizza, which was a big deal. Argentine pizza is delicious. And we would get pizza and watch a movie. We usually did that on Friday nights. Saturdays, we would usually hang out with our friends. What that entailed was maybe going to their house and go to the panaderia, which is a bread store, and pick up bread. And they always drink they have something called almuerzo, which is like a snack, and they have it twice during the day. And we usually plan on being there at least for one almuerzo, which is where you would drink tea or an herb called mate. And we would drink mate and have cookies and talk and, you know, basically do what most kids do, you know, just kind of hang out and have fun.
Was there anything special that your family did?
There's a lot of neat things to see and do in Argentina. One of the things that I remember is going to the rural, which is it would be like your equivalent of a fair, but it's a lot better than an American fair. I don't know how to explain to you. There's lots of agricultural things that are going on there, lots of rides, tons of people. They have like handmade crafts that they would sell. But that was something that we usually did at least once a year. We would go and do that. And there was a large amusement park there that our parents took us to pretty frequently. It would be equivalent to Six Flags, but not as nice as an American Six Flags.
Can you tell us something special about Argentina that we might not know otherwise?
Well, for those of you that like steak, they have the best steak in the world. They have parrillas, which are almost every house you go to has a built-in grill in the back of it. But almost everyone there will have steak and potatoes, and there's a salad called ensalada mixta, which is just to die for. It's a great salad. It's got oil and vinegar and tomato and onion and lots of salt. And it doesn't sound very good, but the way they make it, it's delicious. You know, when you hear about Argentina, a lot of times you hear about their flamenco dancing and things like that. And they do have that there. I think one of the neatest things about Argentina is basically, you know, any kind of meat you get is just absolutely delicious. And they know how to cook it to perfection.
Argentina is well known for their cattle ranches and such. What else would they be known for?
They're gauchos. They would be the Argentine cowboy. They're also known for their metalwork. They make a lot of necklaces, bracelets, jewelry, things of that nature out of fine metals, and they use semi-precious minerals. I don't know if that's really well known about Argentina, but on Saturdays, they have like these little fairs that are set up in each different part of the city. And there's a lot of gypsies there. I don't know if that's well known about Argentina, but we've got just an abundance of gypsies there. And the gypsies come and they bring all their trades and wares that they make. And they have a lot of neat little trinkets and stuff that they put together. But I would say Argentina is probably known for their meat, their gauchos, and for their I would also say, this may not sound pleasant, but also for their hostility. They're a very aggressive nation. I love the people. I think they're great people. But that is one thing that I would say they're known for. They're very passionate people.
Now, when you were a kid, did y'all have visiting groups come down for missions trips?
There were several groups. And as a teenager, we were always excited about the groups coming in because the groups always, they were teenagers. And so that was always a neat thing. But when they came, it wasn't necessarily to help out with my dad's ministry. It was helping other churches that maybe my dad worked with. But they, as far as I know, we never hosted a group. Now that my parents are there and all the children are out of the house, they have hosted certain people that have come to see the field and whatnot. But as far as groups, when I was a kid there, I don't recall us ever being in charge of hosting a group or doing anything like that.
When you got out of high school and went back to the United States, did you experience culture shock? Was it a challenge?
Yes, it was a very big challenge. As a girl going back to the States, it was very difficult. My parents, were not able to stay my first year of college, and so they literally had to drop me off, and I think I was there maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks before school started so that I could hopefully get a license, get a checking account set up, and get a job because I had to work through college. That was very difficult. I'm very close to my parents and my sisters and my brothers. That was hard because when you're a missionary kid, your whole life is your family pretty much. I mean, you have friends and you have the ministry, but really it's a much more, the mission field, I would say, is a much more family oriented place than maybe the States would be, because you're basically, it's just you guys and then your ministry. For me, it was difficult because everyone that I had known in Argentina that was American were very good friends. They were other missionary people, and we called them uncles and aunts, and some of them were grandparents. You know, we were just very close. So I came to the States under the impression, thinking everybody, you know, in America was kind and was like an uncle and an aunt, and you know, and I definitely experienced some culture shock when I realized not everybody was, you know, family. So so that was probably a big adjustment.
Do you have a testimony of somebody, or maybe your testimony that impacted your life that you'd like to share?
I would say that there's probably a lot of people looking back on my life that have greatly impacted my life. It would be hard to narrow it down to one particular person. I would say my dad has probably had the greatest impact on my life. Working with Jewish people is not easy. It's a very long process. Basically, you're building a relationship with this person for the rest of your life type ministry. Over the years, I've seen my dad be very faithful and just basically stick through it all, and it's been an encouragement to me. Sometimes in my life, you know, I get discouraged, and it's hard to even think about, you know, what you have to do tomorrow. But then I think about my dad and his testimony, and I say, well, man, you know, if he can do it for that long, then I can definitely do it. I also have another good friend that God's given me that has really encouraged me to delve into spiritual things. And we always get together and we have great talks as far as what God's doing in her life, what he's doing in my life. And she's a very big encouragement to me as well. So I would say probably, if I had to narrow it down, I would say my dad and probably my friend Rachel.
Is there something that you would like to share specifically with other missionary kids?
It is hard being on the mission field. There are a lot of advantages. It is true. Going to the mission field or being raised on the mission field, there are advantages, as there also are disadvantages. When you go back to the States, expect it to be a little difficult. Even if you have family and friends that you're going back to, it's not going to be the same thing because you're so used to living in one part of the world, and you go back and things are different. And so it's a process, just like if you were to move from one state to another state, it's different. It's that much more different when you go from one country to another. However, I do think that having been raised on the mission field has given me a different perspective. I can understand. Well, let me rephrase that. It's not that I necessarily understand, but I can clearly see how a national thinks, as opposed to how an American pastor or an American missionary thinks. It's many times just completely different. And if you hadn't been raised there and seen that and grown up and heard your friends talking and heard their parents talking and been in their homes and seen how they think and how they put things together, it's very difficult to understand where other people are coming from. So you have the advantage of being an American and having American parents that basically are raising you and with American traditions, but then you also have the advantage of seeing the world from a different perspective, and not just seeing it. Many people come and see it from a different perspective, but to actually live it and experience it, I think it makes you a better person and gives you a more well-rounded view on life.
Do you have anything you'd like to share with missionary parents?
I'm sure there's a lot of fears about having your children on the mission field. Even though I was raised on the mission field, I'm now here once more, and I have kids, and I probably experienced some of the same fears my parents had to go through. There's a lot of things that I'd like to say, probably don't have the time to say them all, but I would say probably the most important thing for a parent on the mission field is to really make sure your children are as comfortable as you could make them. What I mean by that is, it's easy to get wrapped up in your ministry and get wrapped up in what you're doing day to day and, you know, just basically supply for the basic needs of your family. But your family also has emotional needs that need to be met as well. And if you can, you know, kind of look into that and spend time getting to know them and figure out what makes them tick and what are they lacking at that area in their life, that time in their life, and try and make it better for them or make it easier for them, I think that the adjustments of going back and forth and living in the United States and then living in a foreign field, I think it makes it a lot easier for them. It's easier for them to bounce back and forth.
You've been listening to Missionary Talks with David Peach. Please visit us at missionarytalks.com.